ISE 3.
Hello, everyone. In today's lecture, we're going to continue looking at what academics need to consider while they're working on a research project. So I'm going to explain how academics can share their findings with an audience once their research project has actually been completed. I'll put forward three particular models to illustrate how research might be shared and outline what I see as some arguments in favour of each one. So the first model of how research findings can be shared is called the participation model. Using the participation model, the academic aims to involve the audience and enable them to be active in the sharing process. One of the keys to this approach is the opportunity for the audience to ask questions. Now let's turn to the second of the three models we're discussing today. The receiver model, as its name suggests, relies on the audience simply receiving the findings from the academic. This typically means that an academic delivers presentations and writes reports, or even prepares articles for specialist journals to transmit their findings. Additionally, social media channels can be an effective way of circulating information. And finally, we come to the marketing model. The principle behind the marketing model is that an academic will decide how to share their research findings based on the target audience, or market, for their work. Here, the academic recognises that every audience is different, and so the way to share findings needs to vary. Now let me present my ideas on the arguments in favour of each of the models. Well, first of all, I've seen that the participation model can be very beneficial in the social sciences field. It's clear that being able to have a debate on a social issue helps people to fully understand the findings. This is clearly of value. And then, of course, if we turn to the receiver model, here the research world certainly benefits from the use of new technology. That's because social media allows the findings to be open to a wider and increasingly younger audience. This is a huge step forward from the past. Lastly, there's also an argument in favour of the marketing model. Because this model puts a specific audience at the centre of the process, the most effective way to share research findings can be chosen, therefore engaging that particular audience. So, to sum up, it is clear from all these models and their benefits that academics have freedom to choose the model which is most appropriate for them. As an academic myself, I really appreciate this flexibility. Now, let's look at how some academics have shared the findings from their research. Hello, everyone. In today's lecture, we're going to continue looking at what academics need to consider while they're working on a research project. So, I'm going to explain how academics can share their findings with an audience once their research project has actually been completed. I'll put forward three particular models to illustrate how research might be shared and outline what I see as some arguments in favour of each one. So the first model of how research findings can be shared is called the participation model. Using the participation model, the academic aims to involve the audience and enable them to be active in the sharing process. One of the keys to this approach is the opportunity for the audience to ask questions. Now, let's turn to the second of the three models we're discussing today. The receiver model, as its name suggests, relies on the audience simply receiving the findings from the academic. This typically means that an academic delivers presentations and writes reports, or even prepares articles for specialist journals to transmit their findings. Additionally, social media channels can be an effective way of circulating information. And finally, we come to the marketing model. The principle behind the marketing model is that an academic will decide how to share their research findings based on the target audience, or market, for their work. Here, the academic recognises that every audience is different, and so the way to share findings needs to vary. Now let me present my ideas on the arguments in favour of each of the models. Well, first of all, I've seen that the participation model can be very beneficial in the social sciences field. It's clear that being able to have a debate on a social issue helps people to fully understand the findings. This is clearly of value. And then, of course, if we turn to the receiver model, here the research world certainly benefits from the use of new technology. That's because social media allows the findings to be open to a wider and increasingly younger audience. This is a huge step forward from the past. Lastly, there's also an argument in favour of the marketing model. Because this model puts a specific audience at the centre of the process, the most effective way to share research findings can be chosen, therefore engaging that particular audience. So, to sum up, it is clear from all these models and their benefits that academics have freedom to choose the model which is most appropriate for them. As an academic myself, I really appreciate this flexibility. Now, let's look at how some academics have shared the findings from their research.